This week, the New York Post revealed that the mineral baths in Saratoga Springs are being watered down. Local bathhouses are famous for the bubbling spring water that's piped up from underground, but they've also been quietly adding hot municipal tap water. This revelation, which some are calling Bathwatergate, has drawn scathing attention from New York's top politicians. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann went to investigate for himself.
When I got this assignment, I knew right away that the story demanded thorough, maybe even leisurely research.
Now, if you need me for any reason, like I said, I'm Nancy, I'll be your bath attendant. Just press this button right next to the tub.
This is the luxurious Roosevelt Bathhouse in Saratoga Springs, New York. It was built as part of the New Deal during the Great Depression. I slip into a massive white tub that's filled chin deep with fragrant, bubbling mineral water the color of rich bouillon. As I soak it in, it's hard to imagine that this is the center of New York's latest political flap, with State Attorney General Andrew Cuomo using words like fraud and newspapers talking about deception and a cover-up. Here's the problem. About two-thirds of this tub, which costs $25 for a half-hour soak, is filled with Saratoga Springs' famous bubbly mineral water. But it turns out the other third is run-of-the-mill municipal water. Heated tap water is used to warm the bath to a comfortable temperature. At a press conference this week, New York Senate Majority Leader Joe Bruno demanded an investigation.
It's just not right. People ought to get what they pay for.
Have you ever used the bath yourself?
I have taken a bath on occasion. Well,
this may sound like a tempest in a bathtub, but Bruno says Saratoga's mineral springs are a cultural treasure, a huge tourist draw, but also part of New York's heritage.
People used to travel from all over the world to go to Saratoga to enjoy the waters, drinking them, bathing in them.
Roosevelt Baths are run by a private corporation called Zanterra, but the buildings, the tubs, and the water are all owned by New York State. Eileen Larrabee with the Parks Department says no one's quite sure why Saratoga's bathhouses started adding warm municipal tap water rather than heating the mineral water. That change was made in the 1980s. An investigation is now underway, and new disclosure signs are already going up.
You know, our primary concern is that the public know the content of the baths that they are experiencing up at the parks.
Company officials at Zanterra say their website already makes it clear that tap water is part of the mix. Bath attendant Nancy Muldoon bristles at the idea that her bathers have been deceived.
It's really no secret. In fact, I have customers come in the summer and will insist that I only put cold water into their tub because they know the deal and they don't want any tap water, which is fine. I respect that.
It's generally agreed that adding water from the tap does mean fewer minerals. Adding heated water may also flush out some of those massaging bubbles. But if this isn't exactly a pure mineral bath experience, I can also say objectively that it's a pretty fantastic way to spend a half hour, especially on assignment. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann.